Hello, hello. Good evening on this fine Sunday. Blessings to you wherever you are all across the world. Some people, it's Monday already by the time you're listening to this. Actually, by the time anyone's listening to it, it's probably Monday. So pardon me on that. But I trust you guys are doing well. I'm praying that your week is blessed and fruitful as we step into an amazing new week. Hope you guys are enjoying winter, especially for those in the Western or probably in Europe. Yeah, we got a good taste of the winter in Texas today. Well, glory be to God. You're welcome to another episode of the Dart Prayer Podcast. This is where we decree the plans and the purposes of God concerning our children, concerning our husbands, our wives, our families. And we just align with God and partner with Him to see the destinies of our children, our families, our children's children, to the whatever, what is it called, generation that you believe, right? The Bible says that if you believe, you will see the glory of the Lord. So this is what we do here. And I'm just welcoming you here to another episode. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for bearing with me. So this week, we are going to be putting a marker on our lives and putting a marker on our children, putting a marker on our homes. And you're probably wondering what I mean by that. So there's been so much going on in the world, right? And I remember we have a ladies' gathering or meeting where we meet every month. And last month when we met, I can't remember the date exactly, but it must have been the third Saturday of September. We met and we were talking about God giving us blueprints and understanding for times of chaos, right? Times of chaos and uncertainties. So I'm saying that because for a few weeks or months now, I've just had an unsettling in my spirit. And that was why we talked about that topic and prayed into it last month. However, since that time, we have seen things unfold. One of those, of course, is the war in Israel, which is quickly becoming not just something between Israel and Hamas, but we're finding that other countries are getting involved. And in times like this, it's very easy for us to panic. However, like I was sharing with the ladies last month, God has given us a blueprint to be able to live in peace and prosperity, even in the midst of chaos and uncertainty. So as I was pondering today and spending some time in worship, asking the Lord what He would have us talk about today, I just felt that strongly come up in my spirit to talk about that briefly and to share with you some of the instructions that the Lord has given us as a household. So we're talking about how all that came about in September, and I was like, I have this unsettling things in my spirit, or unsettling in my spirit. And I pray with a few ladies on Tuesday mornings, and we've just been praying, of course, for many things. We started praying for Israel, I believe it was 4 weeks or so ago, and the Lord started giving us like instructions 4 or 5 weeks ago. One of the instructions that the Lord clearly gave us was Psalm 91. I'm going to read, I'll just pick the Passion Translation just because the idea is to go through it. It says, when you abide under the shadow of Shaddai, you are hidden in the strength of God Most High. He's the hope that holds me and the stronghold to shelter me, the only God for me and my great confidence. He will rescue you from every hidden trap of the enemy, and He will protect you from false accusation and any deadly curse. His massive arms are wrapped around you, protecting you. You can run under His covering of majesty and hide. His arms of faithfulness are a shield, keeping you from harm. You will never worry about an attack of demonic forces at night, nor have to fear a spirit of darkness coming against you. Don't fear a thing. Whether by night or by day, demonic danger will not trouble you, nor will the powers of evil be launched against you. Even in a time of disaster, with thousands and thousands being killed, you will remain unscathed and unharmed. You will be a spectator as the wicked perish in judgment, for they will be paid back for what they have done. When we live our lives within the shadow of God Most High, our secret hiding place, we will always be shielded from harm. How then could evil prevail against us or disease infect us? God sends angels with special orders to protect you wherever you go, defending you from all harm. If you walk into a trap, they'll be there for you and keep you from stumbling. You'll even walk unharmed among the fiercest powers of darkness, trampling every one of them beneath your feet. For here is what the Lord has spoken to me. Because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. I will answer your cry for help every time you pray, and you will feel my presence in your time of trouble. I will deliver you and bring you honor. I will satisfy you with a full life and with all that I do for you. For you will enjoy the fullness of my salvation. So the instruction here was for us to mark our homes. Like, you know how the children of Israel, they offered sacrifices, so they would take the blood of a lamb, I believe it was, and put it on their doorposts. The Bible says in that scenario, it says, when I see the blood, the destructions and the plagues and all the stuff that was coming over, that was coming upon the Egyptians, will not come upon you when I see the blood. So we feel like the Holy Spirit was instructing us to mark our homes. As a matter of fact, for us, it was take, like, go around the borders of your home and read Psalm 91 and mark your house. But not only that, if you read the scripture, it tells us how the Bible says, because you loved me, delighted in me, and have been loyal to my name, I will greatly protect you. This is the time for us to seek the face of God. This is the time for us to get instructions and blueprints from God. This is the time for us to be close to the Word of God. Because just like happened in COVID, there were people that prospered during a time when a lot of people were devastated. Not to say we rejoice at that, but I'm just trying to make a point that even in the midst of calamities and uncertainty, there are people that prosper. The Bible says that those that know their God will be strong and do great exploits. The Bible also says that Isaac sowed in a time of famine and he reaped 100-fold. A time of famine is not a pleasant time. COVID was not a pleasant time. So God is encouraging your heart to know that He is with you. He will never leave nor forsake you. That if you hide under His shadow, your story is different. And why am I being emphatic about this? Because there's, since we got that word, it's so funny. Since about 4 weeks or 5 weeks ago, I've heard 3, 4, 5 solid prophets in America. Trusted voices, not just, you know, people that hear the Lord and, you know, they have prophesied exactly the same thing. You would hear them say, oh, this is a 911 moment. Some said, meaning Psalms 91 verse 1. I heard another lady say, we're putting out a 911 call. Let us pray. You know, let's pray. So our assignment here is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Our assignment here is to mark the borders of our home. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. A lot of people will say, oh, you're being very spiritual, or I would rather be spiritual and hear the voice and instructions of God in such a time as this than not be spiritual and be oblivious to what is happening. Because everything that happens in the spiritual, in the physical, is controlled in the spirit. So if the Bible says, if we are spirit, that we should walk in the spirit. Okay, so I just want to admonish you. First of all, stay close to God. Dig into your word. As we can hear in the scripture, it says, do not be afraid. Do not fear a thing. Do not fear. And amongst the prophecies that are coming out is the potential for things to escalate beyond Israel into many other countries of the world. Now, thank God for prophets that see and pray and call people to pray. A lot of things would have happened differently if people don't pray, right? So when prophets see something and they put it out there and it doesn't happen, could it be that it's because people rose up to pray? Because that's how it works. God does nothing except for the prayers of his people. So we have an opportunity to partner with God, pray for the peace of Jerusalem, pray for the peace of the world, of your country. Put a marker over your house and over the borders of everything that belongs to you, over your children, over your finances. Plead the blood and see what God will do. So that's what I felt the Lord saying to share tonight. We're going to pray. Father, we thank you that you are true and you are faithful. We thank you that nothing catches you by surprise. We thank you that regardless of what is going on, you reign on high. You reign supreme. You are not shaken. You've not fallen off your throne. You are good and your mercies endure forever. So, Father, we come into your throne. We thank you that you hide us under the shadow of your wings. We thank you that everything that pertains and belongs to us is hidden in the strength of our God Most High. We thank you that in times like this that you hold us up with your hope and you are, and your struggle to shelter us. We thank you that you are the only God for us and our great confidence. We thank you that you rescue us from every hidden trap of the enemy and you protect us. You protect our children. You protect our property. You protect our finances from every false accusation, from every deadly curse. We thank you, Father, that your massive arms are wrapped around us and protecting us. We thank you for the peace of Jerusalem, Father. We speak peace into the land of Jerusalem. We pray for wisdom for the leaders, for strategies, Father, for strategies to bring this war to an end. We pray for all the lives, Father, that are being affected right now across Israel, across Palestine, Father, even in other places of the world that are getting involved, Lord. We pray, God, that you will intercept every orchestrations of the enemy, every plan that is not your will, Father. We pray for divine interception, and we pray that your glory will fill the nations, that you will cover the earth with your glory as the waters over the seas, Father. We decree concerning this situation in Israel, Father, that what the enemy meant for evil, that you will turn it around for good. And even for our families, oh God, for all the nations of the world, we decree that you will cover this earth, cover the nations of the world with your glory, that you will turn around every plan of the enemy, that you will turn it around for good. We pray for protection over our nations, all the nations of the world. We pray for protection over our homes, oh God, over our hearts, over our children, over our finances, over our marriages. We pray for your protection, Father, that you protect us emotionally, you protect us physically, you protect us financially in every way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that nothing shall by any means harm us. And we decree and declare that physically, emotionally, financially, in every aspect, that nothing will by any means harm us in the name of Jesus. Father, we partner with you for what you're doing in the earth at this time and this season, Lord. We say no, Father, to barbaric killings, Father. We say no to innocent lives being lost without a cause, Father. We ask for your kingdom, Father, to come, Father. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the promise of your word that when you see the blood, you will pass over us. So we thank you that in this season, Father, just like the Israelites and they still celebrate the Passover, Father, we decree that whatever may come, that in this season we will have, oh God, our own testimonies of how you passed over us, of how your covenant still stands, of how you never fail, Father. So we thank you. We thank you for marking us. We thank you for marking our children. We thank you for marking our loved ones. We thank you for your protection. We thank you that it never fails. We thank you that you never fail. And we give you all the glory and all the praise because you are worthy and because you always, you're so good, God. Like Abraham said, would you hide anything from your friend Abraham? Thank you, Lord, for keeping us in the loop. Thank you for helping us to know that it doesn't matter what may come or what has come. We are in you. And because we are in you, we're secure. Because we are in you, your covenant goes on and it never fails. So thank you for your covenant of protection. Thank you for your covering. Thank you, Jesus, that you keep us safe. And that we will not fear, we will not be afraid, no matter what it looks like. We will always seek your face and always give you the glory. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you are looking for an opportunity to give your heart to Jesus, or if you've stumbled onto this podcast, or if you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, this is the best opportunity so that you can be a partaker of the blessings as well. It's already done. He already paid the price. He already died on the cross. He already gave it all. And all he's asking is for us to say, yes, I surrender. I know I'm a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart and I accept you as my Lord and Savior. So if that is you, just say that prayer. Accept that you're a sinner. Ask him to forgive your sins. Ask him to come into your heart, confess your sins, and declare him as your Lord and Savior. And he loves you. I encourage you to find a Bible-believing church. May God bless you and keep you. Thank you all so much for joining me. This is a time to really pray. So let us pray and seek the face of God. God bless you and have a wonderful week. Bye.